Hello everyone, welcome to a new episode of New York Is This Way. I'm your host, Glenn Mann, and thank you for listening. This episode, I'm going to talk about five crimes that shocked New York City, which had a huge impact on New Yorkers and influence, and ones that really stayed in the imagination, and this really sort of shook sort of people's concept of things, from safety to other things. So we start off with a case that's very, very famous to many people. And that's from 1964, March late night, the murder of Kitty Genovese, a 28-year-old woman who was working late night at a bar, who was being followed by a monster who murdered her. And what made Kitty Genovese's story stood out was reports that there were dozens of witnesses who saw this murder take place and did nothing. Did not try to help, did not try to call police. And this was the story of Kitty Genovese, which haunted New Yorkers for years. However, even though initial reports at the time contradicted that, it wasn't until years later that we began to really discover that this actually wasn't what happened. That there were several witnesses who saw what happened, but who did try to get help, who did call for help. So the story of that Kitty Genovese was, you know, was just ignored, and as she, you know, lost her life, simply wasn't true as portrayed. But the story of Kitty Genovese, this really sort of certified in people's mind the image of the uncaring New Yorker with no consideration for their neighbor. So I think you have this almost two parts of the tragedy. You have the murder of Kitty Genovese, and then you have really her name invoked to portray something that wasn't true or completely true. But I still think, even though, you know, as facts have come out over the years, I still think when people hear the name Kitty Genovese, they think of sort of people not having compassion or being uncaring. And I think that's really sort of horrible to have that sort of connection, in addition to the tragedy of a young woman, 28 years old, cut down, really, as she's heading towards the prime of her life. She was a young woman who moved out, she went to start her own restaurant. She was working late. She's working to save money for that. And Kew Gardens, which a pretty decent neighborhood, right? Pretty good neighborhood. So, like, I think shocking for so many reasons. But, you know, so that is the story of Kitty Genovese. Now, the next story is one well known to many people. In 1976, a series of killings began. People, mostly couples, parked in cars and shot to death. This would begin the year-long reign of a killer who was first dubbed the .44 caliber killer because of the gun he used, and eventually be known as the Son of Sam. We're talking about David Berkowitz. And, you know, I don't think any killer quite captured the imagination of New Yorkers and perhaps struck fear into New Yorkers as David Berkowitz. Like I said, you have these several killings that take place. It's a year-long manhunt to find this guy. And so obviously, I think anytime you have such a long sort of search, I'm sure there's fear. There's, we just have to catch this guy. He could be anyone. And of course, David Berkowitz, you know, he claims that he was taking instructions from a dog. And so there's so many layers to David Berkowitz's story. Now, he did, you know, he's in prison, still in prison. But I think, you know, Son of Sam being one of the most famous, you know, serial killers, and the lore behind him, you know, his reasons, his motivations. He's, claimed to be a changed man, but David Berkowitz, you know, I think his impact, you cannot diminish. I think the terror and the fear and obviously the tragedy of all the lives lost. There's a great documentary that was released, I believe it's 2021, on Netflix about this, and which adds a lot of more, which has some theories about the case of Son of Sam, which are very interesting and adds some new layers, and I haven't really seen anyone actually kind of come out and say that the documentary is full of crap or there's a lot of BS. Maybe they have. But there's a lot of interesting things in that Son of Sam documentary on Netflix that if you are interested in the case, definitely. Now, another crime, which this not only shocked New York City, but it shocked the world. We are talking about the 1980 murder in December of John Lennon. One of the greatest, if not the most influential, rock and roll band, and they changed the landscape of music, the Beatles. And John Lennon, of course, was leaving his home at the Dakota on West 72nd, Central Park West, where he was shot to death by Mark David Chapman. And, of course, John Lennon was a huge cultural figure. I mean, I think, you know, decades after his death, I think many singers and songwriters sort of try to reach that level of not success, not only success, but influence that John Lennon had. And I think when you have, obviously, 1980, people in New York City are worried about crime. But when someone like John Lennon is killed, you kind of think, well, if John Lennon, who lives, you know, who's this rich, famous guy, who lives in a great, great building, and if John Lennon can just be shot down by some maniac, then is anyone safe? And of course, John Lennon remembered every year in the anniversary of this tragic event, and also on his birthday. But yeah, that, like I said, that didn't just shock New York City. That shocked the world. Now we move to 1986. A young woman's body is found in Central Park. This is August 1986. Her name is Jennifer Levin. The person arrested and charged would be Robert Chambers, a man she met at a bar. This case would be known as the Preppy Murder. Robert Chambers, good-looking guy, from a fluent background. And he claimed that this was an accident. It happened during rough sex. That was the defense strategy used by Robert Chambers and his legal team to try to, you know, explain how did Jennifer Levin end up dead, strangled to death. And he may have gotten away with it if there was a videotape released of Robert Chambers hanging out with some young women and essentially mocking and mimicking Jennifer Levin's, you know, like, death. I think it's one of the creepiest videos ever. And so the Robert Chambers, it captured the imagination of many people because of, like I said, the Preppy Murder, the Upper East Side. And there's also a couple of documentaries. There's a Preppy Murder documentary, which brings some more insight into Robert Chambers' life and his charmed life as it was, you know, portrayed. Maybe not as charmed. Definitely no excuse, but definitely a very troubled soul. And he was convicted. He was released from prison. Ended up going back to prison for a drug case and released again. But yeah, Robert Chambers, this was a tabloid sensation, this case. And anytime you're dealing with stories about influence and sort of, this had all of those sort of ingredients and elements for a tabloid news story. So Robert Chambers, the Preppy murder. Yeah, that was a very disturbing case. So we talk about five crimes that shocked. And of course, they had more than five crimes. Within this time period we're talking, we've kind of gone through a 20-year period. We've gone through a 20-year period, right, from 1964, Occasion of Ease, to 1986, Robert Chambers. So you can go way back further. There's a lot more crimes. But these are just, I think, five crimes that probably had the most impact on New Yorkers. So the next one, the final one that we're talking about, this is in 2003. Now, this one absolutely, I think, was totally this. I think when people heard about what happened, first initial news reports, I think it was unbelievable. And that the shooting and murder of a New York City councilman inside New York City Hall, this was July of 2003, New York City Councilman James Davis murdered by a political rival, Othniel Askew, and he was killed in a city council meeting. And the motivation is a little bit unclear. There's some tensions between them. They were like, you know, political rivals, and Askew wanted support or something. But yeah, a city councilman murdered in City Hall, in a city council meeting. This was, I remember the news report. I remember like being home that day and then bringing to the news, there's a shooting inside City Hall. Now, this is 2003. So we're just 2 years removed from September 11th. So even 2 years later, I think New Yorkers are on a heightened sense of security whenever you hear about some kind of police action or breaking news story. And to hear that there's a shooting inside City Hall at first, your initial report is like, what is this? What is going on? And, you know, up until that point, City Hall has always been a place where people kind of come and go. It's sort of like the people's house in a way, right? But this absolutely, and James Davis, Brooklyn councilman, who, very charismatic individual, who many people saw this guy maybe one day running for mayor or maybe even another higher office, had a lot of charisma, was very popular in his district. So to have this guy sort of murdered within City Hall, I think it left such a chilling, influence on, I think, city politics, I think on just the population and the fact of security of, because this area is supposed to be one of the safest places. Like I said, we're talking about like 2 years after September 11th. So we're expecting security everywhere to be better. And then we have this shocking event. So those are five crimes that really shocked New York City, and we're going to do a rundown again. We have the tragic murder of Kitty Genovese in 1964, which became wrapped up in this lore about uncaring, unsympathetic New Yorkers. So we have that sort of her tragedy compounded by this sort of falsehood about, you know, the events. Then you have Son of Sam, who terrorized New York City for over a year. People still, I think, even they hear that name, especially those who were like right in the middle of that time back then, I think kind of still get a little shiver, I think, when you hear that. And also they kind of think this crazy guy who's talking to a dog. So people think about that case. And then we have, of course, the crime that not only shocked New York City, but truly shocked the world, the murder of John Lennon, which, like I say, if you were someone worried about safety and crime, and you thought, wow, if John Lennon can be killed right outside where he lives in Central Park West, is anyone really safe in the city? And of course, this cultural figure lost and cut down so young in his age, really, I think, just, like I say, shook not only New Yorkers, but the entire world. And then we have, from 1986, the death of Jennifer 11 by Robert Chambers, The Preppy Murder, which was a tabloid fest when it comes to sensationalism and dealing with issues of affluence and who, you know, privilege, but a absolutely a horrible crime. And then, of course, you know, we fast forward to 2003, the killing of City Councilman James Davis inside New York City Hall. Like I said, these are five crimes that stood out to me. There are more within this time period that you could talk about, and maybe I'll do a follow-up episode. But yeah, I just wanted to share these stories and share some thoughts about them. Thank you for listening to New York Is This Way. I'm Glenn Mann. Take care of yourself.